Blog Talk Radio.
That you are far more wonderful than you ever dared to imagine, because you are. Believe that you can be more than you have ever dreamed, because you can. Believe that you have more courage than you can see, because you do. Believe that you are stronger than your fears have allowed you to know, because you are. Believe that you can love more fully than you ever thought, because you are able to. Believe that you are truly more unique and special than you have ever allowed yourself to acknowledge, because you really are. Believe it. If it's the last thing you do, believe it, because it's true. Good morning and welcome from New Milford, Connecticut, USA, where I am broadcasting the show today. Today is the 11th of February, 2011. I am thankful to be still alive. I'm blessed with another gorgeous day to make a difference in the world. I thank God for blessing me to be able to be coming to you live on this gorgeous Wednesday morning. The number to call the show is 646-915-8166. And today, because of all the things that has been happening in my life for the past 3 weeks, somehow it slipped me to confirm a guest for today. You all know that I was down in New York at my Aunt Ida's, who lost her husband. And I know she doesn't have computer and she's not listening, but I want to ask you, my listeners, to keep sending prayers her way, that she will mourn the amount of time that she needs to mourn, but within this mourning, she will find more enlightenment and more joy, because I strongly feel that God has so much more for her to do. My auntie's a pastor up in the Bronx. She has her own church there. And she's just a powerful woman of God. She is a prayer warrior. She is now the matriarch of our family, being the oldest one left on my mother's side, and of six girls. And my mother was the first, and I happen to be the first niece of the family. So you all hear me speak about Aunt Ida a lot of times here on the show. And for those of you who know me personally have heard me mention about her. She is also like my mother, because she breastfeed me too when my mother was not there doing other stuff back there in Jamaica. So she has carved a special part in my heart, and I thank God for her. This past weekend, I met a lot of relatives that I did not know. I did not meet them before, but this death has brought us together. And you all know what it is like getting together in families with different personalities and all of that. But in spite of that, you thank God that He's always in the midst, and He can shield and shelter those who need to be shielded, sheltered, and protected. I will just ask Him to continue doing the work that He started to just bring this family together out of the dust and the turmoil that just happened. So, with that being said, I want to encourage you to call this morning. I want us as a people to, this morning, I want you to call in to the show and let me know some of the things that you are doing to attract clients and customers to your business. Whether you're in a service business or a product business, I would like for you to call 646-915-8166 and tell some of the things that you are doing in order to attract new customers and clients to your business. You know, I want to point one thing out before we continue with this conversation. And you all remember about, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, when we had Odessa Hopkins on, and she was talking about the importance of networking and relationships. And you know, these past 3 weeks, I think it is, I got connected with an old friend, extremely long-time friend. And although I, based on my calculation, I think it's about 20 years I had not seen this friend. However, the friend says it's less than 20 years. But in spite of the number of years, I had not seen this friend for a while. And we were very close friends when I was much younger. That gentleman had a special part of my heart, and I think I had a special part of his heart as well. And things happen, you know. And I moved on and went other places and all of that great stuff and all of that stuff. You all know how it is, how we have our journeys that we travel. And just to fast forward, we reconnected these past 3 weeks. And each time that we spoke, I realized how important relationships are. And especially when you nurture them right, in the beginning, it does not matter how long you have been apart or you have not communicated. Those strong memories, those authentic memories of the relationship, keeps them together as if they never separated and they never stopped. So the lesson that I have learned from this reconnection with this special gentleman is that relationships is not only important in our personal lives, but it is also important in our business life. And it is what will help us to retain our customers. So for me, I am on the quest to build new relationships in my business. I am setting a goal for myself that each month I want to start 10 new relationships. And then I have to think, how am I going to meet these relationships? How am I going to start them? Am I going to be going to networking events? Am I going to be going on the blogs, the social media site? Am I going to be looking and searching for people whose value and mission I believe in and support, and I'll be able to add value to? Or am I going to be going to conferences and workshops? Or am I going to be looking around in my place of worship to begin these relationships? As a matter of fact, it can be any number of those things. I want to take this opportunity to welcome guest number 2685 to the chat room. And this morning, we are just speaking about some of the things that we are doing to attract and to attract customers and clients to our business. And I just know that the things that we do to attract them, so long as we nurture them, will be the same things that help us to retain those customers. So the first thing on my list is to add 10 new relationships monthly. The other thing that I'm looking to do is to go out and find 50 new listeners to the show, to the radio show, and to make sure they understand what the purpose of the show is. And now that we have the show on a Sunday and a Wednesday, that we are dealing with two different focuses. On Wednesdays, we deal with the education, information, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. And on Sundays, we are dealing with life issues. So if you or anyone that you know has a story of inventing their lives, reinventing their lives, or if they have overcome any adversities on the journey of empowerment, we want to have them. Or any story that you think deals with overcoming adversity, that is for the Sunday segment of the show. So I'm looking to put a lot of emphasis on relationships, on building them and nurturing them. Now, with the present relationships that I have, I will need to revisit. I need to revisit them and to make sure that they are fully aware of what it is I can do to add value to what they are doing. So, how am I going to do that? Am I going to be doing webinars? Am I going to be doing newsletter? Am I going to be having teleconferences? Or am I going to be doing news releases or email blasts? And it can be any of the above mentioned, or I can include different component of what I have just mentioned. So, each of us, it's not that we are going to be able to do the same things, because we need to bring into this plan our uniqueness and what makes us different from the next person, the next Joe down the street. Well, it is our authenticity. So I have decided that I will be focusing a lot on the authentic core of who I am. I tell you, for the past 22 days, the first time in my life, I did a 21-day challenge of daily meditation. And oh my heavens, did this add value to me? I have learned so much during those 21 days that has given me so many tools that I can utilize, not only personally, but I'll be able to pass on to those who are friends, customers, but those who are in my relationship circle. And as I mentioned, the relationship circle, I want to ask you, who do you have in that relationship circle with you? So for each of us, I'm letting you know that you need to have people on the outside and people on the inside of the relationship circle. And as I break this relationship circle down with you, you can see how it will help you to attract customers and clients to your business. Now, my relationship circle looks like this. It's a big circle, and on the inside it has the word relationships. And on the outside it has growth. On the inside of my circle, I have my spirituality. Notice I did not say my religion, I say my spirituality. Next, I have my mentor. Next, I have my coach. So I have inside the circle, I have my spirituality, I have my mentor, I have my coach. And I'm going to put coaches because I work with more than one coach. So that's my inner, that's the inner part. I'm now mentioning the inner part of my relationship circle and what is supposed to be in the inner part of my relationship circle. So I already have spirituality, mentor, coaches, and I have what is known as my power team. My power team, they are the people who I bounce things off on. They are the people who help me to stretch, and they help me to create a plan, A, B, and C. Another big part of the inner section of my relationship circle is someone who, as a matter of fact, right now I have two of those people, and they are my confidants. Now, my confidants, one of them is also part of my power team. The other is not. And my confidants are those two people who knows everything about me that I'm doing, that I've ever done, that I am looking to do. They collect not only the roses, but they collect the garbage as well. So they are people that I respect and love and trust. They are people who I know are not gossipers, and they are not going to run off and to tell somebody else, hey, did you know what happened to Daphne? And did you know that happened to Daphne? And all of that kind of a story. No. The word speaks volume for them. They are confidants. And they respect whatever it is that I share with them. Now, each and every person need confidence in their business. And also in their personal life. So some of the things I am speaking this morning and I'm sharing from you that I'm doing, you will probably notice that there is an overlap in my personal life and also in my business life. Okay? Inside that the inner circle of my relationship, I also have my spiritual leader. It can be your it can be your minister, your pastor, your rabbi, your priest, your elder, your evangelist, who, your missionary, whomever it is that you see as your spiritual leader, they need to be on the inside of that circle. So now you look out on the outside. What I have noticed over the years is that there are times when I bring people from the outside of the circle on the inside. And sometimes it is dependent on how I see them support from the outside. And there are other times when I get an insight from my spirit that person enjoys X, Y, and Z, and then I'll make an offer for them to come on the inside and they would accept it. So you need to know yourself and know the team that you are working on, as well as the team that you are looking to develop. Now, on the outside of my inner circle, I have community activities and involvement. I have a TV show listeners. I have radio show listeners. I have, on the outside, I have places of worship. I have, on the outside, I have social media. On the outside, I have local media. On the outside, I have networking. I have conferences. I have workshops. I have seminars. I also have mentoring. And I have that because I'm being mentored, and I want to also offer mentoring to other young people and even adults as well, not only young people, but adults as well. I also have reading on the outside of my relationship circle. And you're probably asking, why reading? Because it is important to me that I keep acquiring knowledge and information. And as a matter of fact, reading is the gateway to anything else that we want to accomplish in the world. Anything that we want to accomplish in the world starts with reading. If you cannot read, you already have lost it. And I'm not saying that to reprimand or demean anyone. But if you are listening to this broadcast and you are not able to read, it is not too late. You can go to the library and you can borrow those tapes that can help you to learn how to read. Because I tell you, you will see the amount of gates that doors that will be open to you. I want to see, let's go over what I have here on the outer circle. And as I go by, we can add more. And as you create your circle, you are going to be able to see what it is that you want to put on there. So on the inside of my relationship circle, I have spirituality. I have coaches. I have power team. I have my spiritual leader. I have confidants. And I have mentors. On the outside, I have growth. I have community activities and involvement. I have radio and TV show listeners. I have places of worship, social media, local media, reading, seminars, conferences, workshops, networking. I have other supporters, and I have be available for mentoring. Now, it is important to have a, if you cannot have an in-house assistant, you can have a virtual assistant. And I have mine outside of my circle. And if that person, the person that fits into that slot, welcome guest number 2868. We are discussing about some of the things that we are doing to attract clients and customers to the show. If there's anything that you are doing special to retain customers and clients and attract them to your business, please call 646-915-8166 and let us share some of the insight. Right now, I am sharing what my relationship circle looks like, because for me, it is very important to create and develop relationships, because unless I do that, I will not be able to attract customers and clients to my show. So I want to thank you, 2868, for stopping by this the show today. So to continue, we went over the inside of my relationship circle, where I have spirituality, I have mentor, coaches, power team, confidant, spiritual leader, and mentors. On the outside, there is the virtual assistant, or if you have a local assistant to you that is right there at your office or your locale. There are times when the assistant will be fulfilling responsibilities on the inner part of the circle. But for the most part, your assistant is outside facilitating all these other aspects that I had mentioned before. So he or she will be helping you to nurture the garden that is created on the outside of your relationship circle. You know also that your relationship circle, the inside, is smaller than the outside. And you are probably asking why. Well, here is the reason. Inside is the tight core of people that you brainstorm with. These are the people who will help you to create a plan A, plan B. And they are the people who will help you to understand that you can do all things so long as you start with the right approach. So on the outside, you have a virtual assistant. You have an opportunity to be a mentor. You have the supporters, networking, conferences, workshops, seminars, reading, local media, social media, places of worship. and you, my listeners from the radio show as well as the TV show. Also, community activities and involvement. And of course, all of this will help you to grow. So again, the number is 646-915-8166. I want you to call and let me know what it is that you are doing this year to set yourself apart, other than your uniqueness and your authenticity. What are you doing to make sure that light is shining through you to attract the customers to you? Okay, there's one more thing I forgot to tell you about my inner circle of my relationship. I also have prayer, and now I'm adding meditation inside there. Because when we get together, when I get together with all those people on the inside of this relationship circle, the first thing we do is to always pray. Now that I have found out the benefit and advantages of meditation, I will be working diligently to have them begin to focus on that as well, on meditation as well. Because what you're going to find out is that with prayer and meditation, a lot of times you don't have to be running raggedy, but you can ask for the clarity and the revelation of what you need. I want to welcome guest 2917. Please call us here and let us know what you are doing to attract customers to your business if you are in business. So please let me hear from you about that. The number is 646-915-8166. So let me hear from you about some of the things that you are doing to attract the customers to your thing. I'm encouraging people to call in because I'm not able to focus and concentrate on the chat room while I do all the things that I need to be doing here on the board. So give me a call and let me hear from you. What I'm doing right now is sharing what I am doing to attract customers. And I have what I call a relationship circle. And I am sharing with you who is on the outside or what is on the outside of the circle and what is on the inside of the circle. So on the inside, we have spirituality, we have mentors, coaches, meditation, prayer, we have confidants, we have team leaders, and spiritual leaders. And remember, I had mentioned the confidants are the people who not only get to select the roses, but they get a lot of the garbage and trash that's in my life too. And they are the ones that brainstorm with me to help me to reinvent or recreate the trash and garbage and to then embrace and utilize them as amazing stories that has helped to mold me into the person I am. So if you are doing something similar, please call me here at 646-915-8166 and let me hear from you about some of the things that you are doing to attract your customers to your business. Okay? Again, the number is 646-915-8166. So, now, how do you choose people that you put on the inside? They are people that you have known for a while, who support and believe in what you are doing. Not that they only talk about it, but they take action in supporting all the things that you do. They don't tell you you can't do it. Instead, they tell you, go for it and give it all that you have got. So they allow me to stretch. They are oftentimes people who share resources with me after they have learned about what I am working on. For some of them, they have the ability to acquire certain information through certain process, and then they are able to share that with me. And what that has helped me to do is to shorten my learning curve. It has helped me to don't always go out there to reinvent the wheel and to recreate the wheel. I embrace what is already here. And just adding me to the equation, it is like putting an icing onto a cake. Because I'll get this perfect program that is already working magnificently for somebody else. And then I decide that I'm going to incorporate my personality into this. And I found out that to every time that I have done that, it is a winner for me. Because the other thing I want to point out, as you listen about how to attract and retain customers into your business, I have found out that as long as I concentrate on making a difference in somebody's life. A lot of times I don't even know who they are because there are prior requests that I have received to pray for this person or the other person. And you just go out in faith and you decide and you're going to pray for that person from the depth of your soul. And for whatever you are praying for, you know that that person will get what it is you're praying for. And this is the same thing with our goals. We must be focusing and concentrating on what is needed. Then you're going to figure out, where can I find it? Then you're going to figure out, why is it important to the business? When are you going to start? So you have the what, the where, the why, and then comes the how. How am I going to be able to afford this? Or how am I going to be able to learn all this information in X amount of time? Or, you know, all of those things come into play. But I'm here to tell you that with the affluency of the social media and the internet, this job does not need to be a tedious job, so long as you have your ducks in a row, or as I like to say, so long as you stay in your lane and run your race steadily, you won't have to be tripping over yourself. So after you have the circle, the relationship circle, all completed, then you have the what, where, why, when, and how aspect of the business. And you're going to think about, how am I going to be incorporating here? You don't want to be a procrastinator and to be putting things off. Because while you're putting it off, there's so much more that is being made available that you need to be learning and to gather that. So put a plan in place. After you put that plan in place, then you're going to outline or lay out how you're going to accomplish this. You know, are you going to be soliciting the support of other experts to help you to get the answers here? Or what? Only you can answer that question for yourself. The other thing I know is that there are lots of people who will spend the greater portion of their day watching whom they are calling their competition instead of watching their self. I'm not saying don't be aware of what the competition is up to. What I'm saying is that you need to focus more on what you are doing through yourself for the business, other than keep watching what the competition is doing. Because you must realize that when you do that, you are losing valuable time. And a lot of times the green eye monster is just raging in your life. And instead of accomplishing any goals, you end up falling farther and farther behind. So as you work on this plan, you want to ask yourself these questions: what, where, why, when, and how. Those are the questions you're going to be asking yourself. You know, what is really needed here for me to implement this plan? What is needed for me to get the right people on my inner circle of relationship as well as my outer circle of relationship? You want to ask the question, where? Where are these people? Where can I find them? Am I finding them before I start this plan, or am I trying them after the plan is up and running? And sometimes you find out that you'll need to choose people afterward as well, because sometimes you chose someone with all good intention and it just does not work out. If that happens in your case, do not be ashamed. Do not be worried about it. You shake yourself up and you get out and you go and do it again. You ask the why. Why is this so vitally important to the plan I am putting in place? You know, and I know for me, I am an entrepreneur and I am a small business owner. However, I must get out there to do things with other people. I cannot be only sitting around and waiting for them to come my way. I have to go out there. But I have to demonstrate a positive attitude. You see, people are attracted to people based on their excitement. After you demonstrate that excitement, then you have gotten their attention. After you attract them with your positive attitude and you have gotten their attention, now you should know your story and know it well. You need to have different sections of your stories, because a lot of times, especially if you are at my age, you do not have a lot of time to be telling anybody anything. So you got to be short and to the point, but yet succinct and to the point, so that you can give them the information that they are needed so that they can buy into your plan. The other thing I want to mention, that it is important to help others. And I'm not speaking about just people that you know and like or is in your neighborhood. I'm talking about a person that the Lord will just place on your spirit. And you're probably going to be walking towards them and the Lord is telling you to do something for them. And you're thinking, I don't even know this person. But I'm here to tell you, I'm not even going to go down there this morning, but I learned this the hard way, that when I get a directive, I need to follow through and take action and go and do what is asked and required of me. And I'm not super special in any way. And the same inclination and spiritual directive that I'm getting, you too, if you be still yourself, if you make yourself empty and clean, you too will receive. I say clean because no one wants to drink from a dirty glass. No one will go to the restaurant. You don't see people, you know, putting glass from table to the other person. No, we all have our own. And it's the same thing when we are putting this plan into action. You need to include and incorporate a lot of who you are in this plan. When? Don't be a procrastinator. Do not put off what you can do this moment for another time on another day. Because the moment, the present, right now, is all that we have. And we cannot allow that to be taken away from us. So, remember, you can call in. And the number again is I want to welcome guest 39 for today's show. Today's show, we are dealing with what are you doing to attract customers and clients to your business. I want to go ahead and play a song for you, and then we will go back to speaking on what we're doing here. The number is 646-915-8166. And we are discussing this morning some of the things that I'm doing to attract new clients and customers to my business, as well as if you are doing anything special, I want to hear from you. 646-915-8166. And while I'm at it, I must tell you, you must go on the archives and listen to those Sunday segments. I tell you something, they are rocking the world, those Sunday segments. So on this past Sunday, I had Michael Kay from the At Home with Victoria show on. Man, did we have a party up in there, up in there. We had a party, a party, a party, a party up in there. Yes, there are some of us and some people that will be going through transition in their business. And sometimes there are some who embrace it and move along with it, and other times when people freak out. You know, a friend of mine is moving to another state, and she's been so excited about moving. And then yesterday morning, early in the morning, she called me because she says, I need to talk to you. I need to hear you. I need some of you calm, because she says, I'm freaking out about moving. We are going to be packing the truck on Saturday, take some of the things down on Sunday. And I'm freaking out. You know, I am freaking out, she says. So that can happen. And if that is happening to you right now, for whatever reason, you need to put something on the plan for you that will help you to contain yourself so that you will be able to give the best of service that you can give to your clients and to your customers. I also want to mention that I'm looking for guests for both the Sunday and Wednesday shows. The Sunday shows deals with life issues, overcoming adversities, reinventing your life for a greater empowered future, or any other interesting or impacting life stories that you know of, or you know someone who knows someone. Just ask them to leave me a message or send me an email where I can speak with them to see whether or not their show is indeed a match for their story is a match for my show. So let us continue with my relationship circle and what I'm doing with it. And remember, the things I've been sharing with you are the things that fits into my relationship circle. But I want for you to ask the question, what goes on mine? Remember, this relationship circle needs to be authentically yours. Yours, yours, yours. Not your wife, not your husband, not your sister, not your brother, not the different people in your life, in your lives, but yours. So it needs to be geared and focusing on you and what your needs and what the results that you are looking for. Just need to get me a little water. Nothing beats a fresh gulp of water. It just energizes the whole system. It's like putting gasoline in a car, you know, when you drink the water. It just electrifies the body. So yes, back to the relationship circle. You know, as you look back even over your lives growing up as children, it doesn't matter what culture or ethnicity your country you are from. There are certain things that run across cultures and across ethnicity. And it is food and music and relationship. You know, I'm from a culture where I was born and raised hearing that everyone that comes to your house needs to get something to eat or should leave with something to eat when they get back to their first destination. And as you know that we are all programmed. And since that we were all programmed from a young, tender age, there's in my subconscious, I still have that. And even though I live alone, I still cook a lot with the hope that somebody's going to come by and have to eat something. So, I brought that up to say that food is an important part of your outer circle as well. And food means different things. You can incorporate food in your networking event, or you can take somebody out for a meal to discuss what it is they are doing and what it is that you are doing. But I know that food for me is such an enhancer to all the relationships that I build. And I'm not on here bragging, but, you know, being a Jamaican woman that knows how to cook, people is always wanting my cooking. And that has brought me many friends and have brought me many relationships that I've had for numerous, numerous years. So, it doesn't take a lot for us to maintain, it doesn't take a lot for us to create relationships. And I have found out that as long as the base of the relationships are strong, they will survive the winter, the storms, the hurricane. I have found out that people will support what I'm doing and be my client so long as they have the understanding and the realization that Daphne is doing something that will empower me and will allow me to make life better for my family and my community and my country. As business people, I am here to tell you that just making your fees or charges cheaper is not enough to attract you a client. They will probably come for the first time, but if the service is not superb, you will not be seeing them back. So, it is very important for us to give the best of who we are to the people that we are in relationships with. I was listening at my uncle's funeral. I was listening to the lady that gave his eulogy. And she said in her opening remarks, she said, Mr. Mark and Sister Mark knows me before I even knew myself. And this gentleman was 80-something years old. That means he knew this lady from she was a child. And she went into discussing all the things that made him special to her. And she felt that she had to be the person that did that eulogy, because if she didn't, there would be no one else. She feels that would have enough information to do that. And I smiled when she read that, because in our business, it is the same way. Are we bringing someone on our team because we know they have a lot of money? Or are we bringing them on the team because we know that they believe and support what it is that we are doing? Ask yourself the question. Because I tell you, everyone needs to focus on the impact that we are making in other people's lives. Because when you do it the other way, you know, whether you're inviting someone to be on your team because of their financial affluence, or you know that they have a genuine belief and commitment to children or women or seniors or men, or, you know, a new colleague I have out in California, her whole work now, and she has redesigned and restructured her business. It is focusing on servicemen and women who are returning home from war. And that's what she and her team is committed for. And because she has such a strong conviction towards those people, she is not having any challenges whatsoever in securing the support and volunteers that she needs to do what she's looking to do for these servicemen and women. And we as entrepreneurs need to demonstrate and display the same passion about the journey and calling that we are on. Too often, we allow the money to blindfold us into giving tacky service instead of giving the best of what we can give. Service is about giving the best. We should not be attracting customers because we think that we ought to undercut price-wise in the industry, or we need to talk about the other person charge too much. You need to come to me. You need to attract these customers and clients because we are giving the best that we can. We are helping them to transform their well-being and their state of mind and state of being. We should be attracting them because no one out there is giving from their soul as we do. I was in a conversation with someone on Sunday, and I mentioned to him, I said, you know, when souls connect, you can feel it and you can see it. And I am going out in this 2011, and as I look to add customers and clients to my business, you heard me mention at the top of the hour that I'm looking to add 10 new relationships monthly to what I do. I want to add 50 new listeners to the show and all of that. However, regardless of the format or forum that I will use to do these things, I want to give from my authentic core and being. I want to give me, because you all know that the focus of what I do is to change the world by transforming one life at a time. And oftentimes people who are on the outside, way, way, way outside. I'm not speaking about the outside of your relationship circle, but I'm speaking about on the outside of where you are with God and your vision and your purpose and your calling. They are not there. They are oftentimes people who have never done anything for themselves. And you're going to find out when you go out there and you're focusing on giving 130% of who you are, they will try towards tearing you down. People will be telling you they don't know who you are pretending to be. People will tell you that you're living above your means. People will tell you, why don't you stick to the talents and skills that you were trained to use? I'm here to tell you, my listeners, do not get sidetracked and derailed by that. So long as you know that God has called you for what you are doing, I want you to go ahead and create your relationship circle. I want you to hand pick the people for your inner circle. Those people are they're like the lifeline of this relationship circle. They're like the bloodstream of this relationship circle. So be sure to choose and select wisely. There's no rush in selecting them. Take your time, reflect on them, and make sure that you choose and select the right people. Now, it is not going to be easy, and a lot of times it's going to be comfortable. But in order for you to find it easier and more comfortable, you need to begin to do it more often. So, don't just go out once a month to talk to people, but make it your purpose that even when you are online at the post office or in the grocery store or any shopping you go or the dry cleaners, talk to other people. And my favorite question is when I'm standing on a line, I look to the person in front of me and I say, hello, mom or sir, my name is Daphne. And what is yours? And they'll tell me. And I say, well, what do you do? I listen to what they're saying. Then I would turn to the person immediately behind me. And I pose the same question. You know, I tell them my name. I want to find out what it is they do. And we get into some very energetic conversation. And I learn about them. And if I find out that they are someone that I can add value to, I make mention of how I can be of service to them and how I can add value to the things that they are doing. So you go out there and try working on different things and see which ones you feel more comfortable with. You'll find out that you probably use one thing for 3 or 4 or 5 or even 6 months, and then you're going to switch it to something else. That's all right. Because you need to be flexible and to be creative in the things that you're using to attract the client and customers to you. Don't go out there and just talk about your business and what you're doing. I'm here to tell you that all you need to do after you tell them your name, you go directly into finding out what they do and how you can add value. And immediately after you are finished doing that, you are going to be so amazed because people are going to now begin to ask you questions about what you do. And even times they have asked me, tell me, how can I help you? And you know, isn't that the golden question if there is ever one that you want to be asked? How can I be of help to you? How can I serve you? So long as you focus, I have found that so long as I focus on adding value to others, value gets added to me and I'm compensated. So I guess I'm telling you not to be selfish or self-centered in what you do, but be selfless and give all of who you are to the people that you are looking to serve. I want to remind you again, if the guys in the chat room have any questions, if you want to grant me the favor and call in, 646-915-8166. I am waiting to receive your call, and I would love to hear you on the air asking that question. Yes. So we spoke about the what, the where, the why, the when, and the how of choosing the people for the inner circle. Then we spoke about some of the things that we can have implemented in the plan and what we are going to do to make sure we attract the right people. We are going to ask people for help. We are going to outline what it is we need the help for. We are going to focus on demonstrating a positive attitude. There are times when we will include and incorporate food. We are going to put a plan in place. Not just a verbal plan, a written plan. You can put it on your wall in your bedroom, so it is the first thing you see in the morning when you wake up, or the last thing at night before you go to your beds. So, we are still here talking about attracting customers and clients to your business. And I was sharing my relationship circle, how I use it, what I have on it. Now, as the time progresses, I modify the relationship circle. I add and I remove, because sometimes some people that I have on it, they relocate to different places. So I have to replace them. If they are willing to still be part of that virtually or on the phone, I still leave them on. But it is really, really up to the person. Now, the other thing you want on the outside of your circle is collaboration. Collaboration. Meaning that we do not need to be doing things by ourselves. We can collaborate with like-minded people and they can help to push what it is we are doing, and we can also push what they are doing. But here is a precaution I want to talk to you about. We can only push for each other. in their business. If we take the time to learn their story as closely to theirs as we can. Simply said, you cannot promote for somebody that you do not know. So you have to find out what their stories are. Learn it in a succinct way, because you will not have time to be reading off a paper when you meet with someone else. So go ahead and learn about their story. You know, on LinkedIn, I was communicating with a woman that she wanted so much to learn to be a paid public speaker. And I share with her about getting a coach. But one of the things the Spirit wanted me to tell her is that she has to focus on all the positive aspects of what it is that she's doing. Because a lot of times we get sidetracked from what we are doing, and we need somebody to kind of nudge us back. And that's where my mentors come in. Because my mentors are people who have already done that, been there and done that. My coaches help me to fine-tune and recreate new things. So, you got to know who fit into what role into your life. I know that as a woman in business, there are times when pride or shame gets into the way of you asking for help. Do not be ashamed to ask for help. When you begin to work on this relationship circle and you notice that there is somebody that is needed to be on here, you know, you have seen the person from a distance, you respect the work of the person, but you have never been introduced to the person, and you're asking, well, how can I do this? Remove the fear and the intimidation out of the way. Rehearse your story. Have your plan as clear for the people to understand. I just need to get me some water. And be bold. We need to be bold in all the things that we do, because our boldness, to have found out that my boldness has attracted so many opportunities my way. And the boldness does not come overnight. It comes gradually. So I want to share that with you. That, you know, you have to go and you got to ask for the help that you need. Don't be afraid, because the worst thing that can happen is that the person say no. I know that they are not saying no forever. I keep telling myself, no, they're just saying no for right now, you know? And I'll give them a break. And I go back to them at a later date. And I am creative in the presentation that I give them again. But a lot of people respect your persistence And when you couple persistent with passion, that's a winning combination right there. I want to speak on collaboration a little bit in securing, attracting customers and clients. What I've done in the past is to also collaborate with different entrepreneurs and projects. And not only did we split the proceeds, but we also split the attendance numbers. We split those among who we are, and each of us then needs to follow up and to make sure we get those people as part of our network, and to find out what they are doing and how we can indeed add value to what it is that they are doing and help to make a difference in their life and in the life of the business and the people they serve. Yes, we are winding down. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And we are discussing this morning some of the things that I'm doing in my business to create and attract new clients and customers to what I am doing. The other thing that I'm going to be doing more of, I've done it in the past and then I kind of slacked off, but I'm going to start again. I normally send out, excuse me. I normally send out an email to my list of people and any new books that I purchase and I add to my library or collection, or I was reading, or DVD, or anything like that that's inspirational, I always share it with them. Sometimes I get poetry, and I would share it with them too, just to add other little things to them that they can put in their toolbox that they can include for those that is using the relationship circle. They will use that too to enhance what it is that they are doing. So, I still want to hear from you. 646-915-8166. I want to hear from you some of the things that you are doing to help attract customers and clients to your business. I know I mentioned about books that I'm reading. Right now, I am finished. I'm going again over Action Has No Season by Michael V. Roberts, J.D., Strategies and Secrets to Gain Wealth and Authority. And I'm also using Joel Osteen book, It's Your Time, and Activate Your Faith, Achieve Your Dreams, and Increase in God's Favor. And as we go to add clients and to create a focus for them. I want to welcome guest 4020. We are discussing some of the things that one is doing to attract new clients and customers to their business. So I want to welcome you to the show. And if there's any things that you're doing, if you're a business owner, whether it's a product or a service company that you have, I would love to hear from you about what are some of the things. I encourage you to go back at the end of the show over the archive where I share my relationship circle and how I have it designed and how I'm using it to attract more client and customers to my show, so to my business. So I thank you for joining me. And please let me hear from you if there are some things that you are doing. The number is 646-915-8166. So please give me a call and let me see if there's anything that you can share with me and to the rest of the listeners about what it is that you're doing. So, as I was mentioning that, in the relationship circle, there are times when you're going to be able to move some of the things or people from the outside to the inside of that circle. Just like you do for your power team. And that's going to be helping in your growth. I find out that in order to nurture the relationships, you need to be closely connected. In other words, like the young people say, you got to be in their faces. So, how do you stay in their faces, if you may, or in their heart? It's like sharing little things, sending little things of motivation. It could be a book. It could be a bookmark, a plaque, a piece of poetry, some music. You know, sometimes it can be flowers. Or you call somebody and say, listen, let's get together for tea or coffee or just get together to have some laughter and some conversation. You know, because at that time, when you do that, you can never know what that has done for that person at that particular moment. I know a week ago, a friend of mine called me, and I would not have appreciated a call a minute sooner or a minute later. That call was on time. It came at the time when I was experiencing an extremely difficult moment and challenge in my life. And she called and we were able to have a conversation where I did not have to have a negative meltdown or to get into any conflict with anyone. But during that conversation with her, light was shone on what the issue was. And as you know, that a lot of times when people lash out on you, it's not really about you, but it is about themselves and what they're going through. And it is the same thing when you approach people to include them in what business or whatever you're doing. And it depends on when you approach them and what is going on in their lives at that particular moment. So you got to know what it is that's going on and do not take things personally. But know that you can always go back and you can check in. You know, this past week was such a challenging week for me. And as I sit here today, and I'm sharing with you about the relationship circle and how to attract customers to and clients to your business. And I know the best way to do that is through the different relationships. If it were not for those relationships in my life, I don't know how I would have pulled through last week. I'm telling you the truth. Because I don't see myself as a weak person. I am a woman of faith. I am a woman who is resilient. I am a woman of courage. And yet there are times when there are darts that have been thrown at you. And you have to just press your toe in the ground. And you just anchor yourself. And you got to be in your spirit praying and saying, I know that you are not, I know I'm not alone. I know that you are here with me. And this is what I had to do last week. A lot of that. And thank God I'm here. I survived. And I'm here to share with you about the things that you can do in your lives to attract customers and clients in a positive way. I want to just again, just briefly run over the structure of my relationship circle. And working from my relationship circle, I've decided that I want to add 10 relationships monthly to what I do. I want to add at least 50 listeners monthly to the show. I want to revisit the relationships that I already have. And I want to nurture them and nourish them and revive some of them that have been dormant for a while and to see how I can add value to them. Now, in doing that, there will be growth not only in my life and in the things that I do, but also in the lives and things of those people who I'm in the relationship with. Now, you heard me mention about the relationship circle, and it is a circle. And on the inside of this circle, I have my spirituality, my mentors. I have prayer and meditation. I have coaches. I have my power team. I have spiritual leader. I have my confidant. Now, inside here, those are the strong points. And my power team. These are a number of people that has different influence and different impact on my vision and my mission. My confidants are the people who gets everything. The trash, the garbage, the fat, the ugly. They know it all, yet they are not judgmental to me. They oftentimes help me to reinvent that stuff and to be able to challenge it into other parts of the goal and vision and purpose that I'm at. My power team are the people who I brainstorm my projects with. And they are the ones that keep throwing things back to make sure what we are doing will stick and stick for a long time. My spiritual leader is like my pastor, my prayer partner, people from my healing school. All those are my spiritual leaders. For you, it might be your rabbi or whoever you have that you do spiritual stuff with. My coaches, I work with different coaches for my development and growth. I work with a branding coach. I work with a marketing coach. And I work with a personal development coach as well. Prayer has always been a big part of my life. And you all heard me mention that the past 21 days I've added meditation to my life. And those two aspects are what will help me to be able to focus with clarity on the things that needs to be of importance. You heard me all mention that I am a woman of strong faith. And without my faith, I don't know where I would be or what would have happened to me. But through it all, my faith always brings me through. And when I was about to select the people for the inner part of my for my relationship circle, I depended a lot on prayer for that. At that time, I was not meditating yet, but now I can imagine when I decide to expand this circle with the clarity and what I have learned about utilizing and embracing meditation and being in the moment, in the present, I know that it would be just as easy as it was when I did the other one. Now, you heard me mention also that the inner part of this circle is like the bloodstream of the relationship. In here is the bloodstream of what is getting it going. And then I have the outside part of the relationship circle. You had to be involved in your community. Active. You got to collaborate with other people. You know, you have to utilize assistant, whether in-house or virtually. You got to offer yourself as a mentor to a mentee. So you are giving back to the community. And a matter of fact, you are paying forward in the community. You got to do networking. You got to attend conferences, workshops, seminars. You must read and read and read and read a lot. Because reading is the gateway to everything else that we ought to be doing in life. Then you need to utilize the local media. Because that will also help you to attract the client and customers. Social media, learn how to do that or get an intern that will do it for you. Places of worship is also another great place to have a connection and an collaborative relationship with. Always let them know how you can add value to them. Not what they can do for you, but what you can do for them. I have learned in a few years past that it's no longer who I know. It is now who knows me and what they know about me. And since I have learned that, I have been on the quest to be known as the woman who is here to add value to everybody else. So I encourage you to do the same thing. I want to also, I hope this little insight has helped you today. I want to encourage you to visit my website, clarkhudson.com, and listen to the DVD there on the Dreaming Room. I'm looking to do 3 Dreaming Rooms beginning in March. And my Dreaming Rooms are set to begin. I'm going to be doing them on Fridays, and on Mondays, and on Tuesdays. And the first one is set to begin on the 15th of January. Then we are going to have one of March. Then we are going to have one on the 21st. And then we're going to have another one on the 25th. The Dreaming Rooms are 12 weeks training based on the work of Michael E. Gerber out of California. And Michael is the author of E-Myth, The E-Myth Revisit. And he's also the author of Why Most Successful Business in the World Fail. And he's also the author of Awakening the Entrepreneur Within. So, I am one of the chartered facilitators for the Dreaming Room. So I'm looking to bring that opportunity to each and every one of you. So I'm thankful. Remember, I am looking for guests to be on my Sunday show. If you have any stories about life issues, if you have done anything to reinvent your life and now you are just smelling the roses based on that decision, I want to hear from you. I want to have you share that with the listeners here. And if you have any other interesting story that you think is an interesting life story that you think is airworthy, send me an email at dynamicdaphne@aol.com or daphne@clarkhudson.com, and I would look forward to having you on the show. Well, I am super excited. Again, visit the website for the radio show. Mark the show favorite. Show some love and let us know what your thoughts are about the show and if you have gotten any benefits out of it. So I look forward to seeing you on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. back again on Wednesday. I thank you for your support. I want to remind you that you were created with greatness. You were created as an authentic, unique being. You and only you can do what you were created to do. Not your mom, not your father, not your wife, not your husband, not your sister, but you. You are the one that has that blueprint to construct that vision and that purpose that you were created for. Get up Design your relationship circle. Include the people in that circle who can help you to get to that place that you were called to be. Remember, all you have is now, right now, this moment and this time. Do not procrastinate and do not put off. You were called and you were selected for a great destiny. I want you to step out boldly, knowing that this is your time, your day to live your dream and fulfill your destiny. Stay blessed until Sunday, when I look forward to having you listening again. This is Dynamic Daphne saying, have a blessed day and keep creating positive relationships.
begin to thank him, begin to praise him, begin to thank him, begin to praise him, begin to thank him, begin to praise him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations.